Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Lee with you this morning, Potsy and Leighton, back on Monday from 6 o'clock. 13 degrees, our top today, 7 at the moment, and joined in the studio from the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest, one of the entrants for this year, Ebony Neal. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome along.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure. And you dodged Potsy and Leighton. You did really well with that
one.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting to see them, but I was graced with your presence, so aren't I lucky?
Oh, right. We've got our Miss Wagga. We've got her. She's laid down Miss Air. Ebony, talk to us about yourself and talk to us about how you got involved with the Quest.
Yeah, so I'm a high school teacher at Kringle High School.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And I've lived in Wagga my whole life, so obviously was born here, so 25 years. So I figured, you know, quarter of a century, probably time that I gave something back. I'd watched a lot of other entrants go through the Quest, and I thought, wow, that's something that I could definitely do, but never really bought myself to actually, you know, put myself out there and go for it.
Yeah.
And then this year I just decided I wanted to challenge myself something different. And so that brought me to the Quest.
Absolutely. And it does do so much good around
the community. Yeah. It's amazing. It just ticked over 70 years and estimated to have put about $2 million into the local community. So it is an amazing thing to have in Wagga.
And how have you found it so far?
Yeah, it's been really great getting to know the other entrants, the committee. We've been engaging the community, visiting our beneficiaries, going along to community events. So it's just really given me an opportunity to meet new people and come across things that I probably wouldn't have if I wasn't involved in the Quest.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, talk to us about, because you've got your trivia night, which is sold out on Friday.
Yes,
night.
We do. So sold out on Saturday, which is fantastic. We're so excited about that and we're looking forward to seeing everyone there. But just a reminder, I guess, get your costumes ready because we do have prizes for best dressed. Also a reminder that people can bring chips and lollies, bring some money for the bar. It's going to be a great night.
And you always take a few extra coins just to throw into the
kids. Oh, absolutely. Yes, coins. I definitely advise we do have a raffle as well.
Sensational. And your next big event is the high tea.
Yes. So that's on the Saturday, the 1st of September at the Riverine Club. So that will be another fantastic event. Just finalising the last little bits and pieces there, but the tickets should be on sale fairly soon for that as well.
And beautiful venue down there.
Yeah, really lovely.
Talk to us as well about the beneficiaries from the Quest this year.
Yeah, so we have 5 beneficiaries this year, all very worthy. So the Leisure Company, we have Country Hope, Loretto Home of Compassion, the Forest Centre Hospice and Ronald McDonald House.
Beautiful. Well, you're doing some amazing work for them. What's the plan going forward? What for you? Where to from here?
So I guess we've got obviously Friday is a big thing on our mind at the moment, all the entrants, getting that finalised, and then obviously working towards our 2 major fundraising events, and then obviously having a lot of other smaller things that we're going to be participating in and continue to engage with the community.
Yep. And when's the handover? When's the when's the crowning?
The 24th of November. So it's quite a while away yet.
Yeah. But we'll sneak up very quickly.
Yeah,
this
I'm sure
year's
it
been
will.
Going.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Ebony, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. All the best with the Quest, and we look forward to seeing the growth and seeing the journey as you go through.
Okay, thank you.
From the Wooden Spooners, saying a very good morning to Luke Francis. G'day, mate.
Good morning to you, Lee. How are you?
Very well. You'd be pretty happy. The cat's purring on Thursday night.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was going to be a pretty long night, Lee, and it ended up that way, really. Just got home, the cats. They had to scrape and claw, but they finally got there. The kicking was so wayward, as we know. But anyway, they got there, and that's all that counts.
As a Giants fan, let's not talk about wayward kicking, because we kicked ourselves out of it and had the opportunities to win. Just didn't quite get there.
Yeah, that's it, mate. But you're very loyal. It's great to see you. You're a big Giants fan, and so many are joining the brigade, aren't they?
Yeah, getting like more and more, and it's like starting to get the crowds up. And so it's a long process, but it'll get there.
That's
now,
it.
Speaking of crowds, what about the crowds over in Russia for the World Cup?
It's just amazing, isn't it, Lee? 3 of the biggest, well, when we say, the World Cup, there's 3 of the biggest sporting events on the planet in progress at the moment. So we've got the Soccer World Cup, the Tour de France and Wimbledon.
Yeah.
So how much do you reckon it is to put on the World Cup? Oh, dollars wise,
half a mil, half a billion rather.
$15 billion.
$15 billion.
The cost of hosting the FIFA World Cup. Now that is one expensive round robin.
Absolutely,
that is a lot of money, isn't it? Yeah. So France and Belgium will play at 4 a.m. our time Wednesday morning. Croatia versus England at 4 a.m. on Thursday. So at the moment, France are favourites at 250 over Belgium. And England hold favouritism over Croatia. Can they do it?
Yeah, look, I reckon, I was saying earlier that I reckon England should, from what was left in the final eight even, they should make the final. The only way that they're going to not make the final is in their heads. Mm. And I reckon the winner will come from France and Belgium.
Okay, yeah, very interesting. My goodness, England, aren't they up and about? Oh, they are going absolutely crazy.
My favourite story was the bloke who celebrated by jumping off a double-decker bus and went through the top of a bus shelter.
Really?
Yeah.
My goodness gracious.
And he was okay afterwards as well.
Oh, he's got to get himself right for the big one.
Yeah, heading a bit west from Russia, the Tour de France is on.
It is. The Tour de France is on, Lee. That's right. Close to 200 of the world's elite cyclists will cover over 2,500 Ks.
Yeah.
Now, I'd be buggered doing that on a motorbike.
Yeah.
So how it's they do it is just
incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. So it takes over a little over 3 weeks, so 23 days. Peter Sagan with the leader's yellow jersey are present after taking out the second stage overnight. So he got turfed just over 12 months ago from the Tour de France because he put someone through a fence or made them take a tumble. So he's very lucky to, get back and be so well respected on the world cycling scene, but he did well to take out the second stage. So looking forward to that. The scenery over in France is just
amazing.
Oh, isn't it unbelievable?
And the hills over there are just silly what they're going at.
Yeah, that's it. First held back in 1903, the Tour de France. So it's been running for such a long time. Wimbledon, Lee, the most prestigious tennis tournament in existence. The Fed Express shooting for his ninth Wimbledon plate. 20 grand slams he has on the mantelpiece. He's something else, this guy. As we know, he really is Mr. Perfect. I think he should start his own religion, Lee.
You reckon?
And perhaps start blessing people in the Jordan River.
I think you'd sign up as well.
Yeah, I reckon I would too. That's how highly I rate him. Look, who knows whether he can pick up a ninth, but he's won his first three.
He's been convincing as well.
That's
like,
right.
He hasn't stumbled. Rafa's going quite well on the grass.
He is. He's going oh so well. What an athlete, and what athletes they are. They're just amazing, aren't they? And the days are not playing. They're out there smashing balls from, it seems like, from dawn till dusk. They're just phenomenal. And we must say, Nick Kyrgios out, which I don't think any of us are really disappointed about that, are we?
I am. I thought...
Really?
Yeah. He's one of those blokes who I want to like, but just, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Makes it hard, doesn't it?
The end of the first set where he just sort of threw in the towel and he's just like, oh, no, I'll write this one off. I think that's where he loses people.
Mm.
And, yeah, the Aussies had a really rough run. No, Barty out, Gavrilova out.
That's right.
They're all gone. And even Tomic played a couple of good games, but, no good.
Yeah, we're just not there at the moment, are we?
Just not quite
there. Yeah, not quite there.
Look, let's bring it back local. Group 9 Rugby League, big round on the weekend.
It certainly was, Lee. Yeah, match of the round was played yesterday, or the match of round 12 at Anzac Park, Gundagai, and they got home, the Tigers, 18 points to 14 over the Wagga Brothers. So that was the first versus fourth clash. They'd be absolutely delighted with that, the Tigers. We spoke to James Smart on Saturday morning, Lee. He really is a true captain and a natural-born leader. He was very confident they could get the job done, and he was 100% correct. So that makes the Group 9 competition, or it heats it up so much. The Wagga brothers haven't won a first grade premiership in 23 years now. We've got to wind the clock back to 1995, but look, it makes for a great competition. The South City Bulls, obviously.
Always up there.
That's right, the reigning premiers. In the Hume Footy League, Lee, it was Henty versus Osborne on the weekend, so that was first versus fourth, and Henty, 13-point winners. The other match of the round was Gindra versus the Brockburnham Saints. The Saints got up in this one, and it looks increasingly more likely, Lee, that Henty will probably face off versus Brockburnham in the grand final.
Yeah.
It's looking that way each week. So that's interesting. In the Farrah Football League, North Wagga versus Mara. grand final is really on the cards now too. North Wagga, the Saints defeated the CSU Bush Pigs on the weekend, and the Mara Bombers beat East Wagga. But we're sort of thinking that that's the way it'll lean now too, Lee. So the Mara Bombers, of course, took out the cup in the Farrer League last year. North Wagga are sailing so well. They haven't won a cup since their recess, since coming back into the competition. They're a popular club, and they're looking to pick up their first piece of silverware since returning. In the RFL, Lee Ryan, it was the Griffith Swans and Germain in the match of the round in the RFL. They got home, the Swans. The schoolboy sensation from the Germain Lions, Riley Corbett, kicked two, but the Swans too good. And again, they haven't picked up a flag for a while. So it's good, these local competitions, clubs that haven't won one for a while,
starting to come back to the fore.
That's right, they're around the mark. When I say that, in Southern Inland Rugby Union, the Waratahs, absolutely flying, Lee.
Yeah, Monty's to get into the grand final.
Yep, you're absolutely.
And it's just who's going to be up against them.
That's exactly right. Possibly the Leeton Phantoms. And the Wagga races are on today, Lee. Heavy eight down at the MTC. The first to get underway at 12:35. The last of eight at 4:45. So a true winter's meeting. And Pascoe Cup.
Yep, the Lake Albert just ticking along nicely.
They are, aren't they? Your boys.
Yeah, 4-1 over Junee on the weekend, so good to see them still going well. But I think Tolland going to be up against them come finals time. They are putting together a very nice season as well.
Good
General
stuff.
Bye this week, get the boys rested up, and away we go.
Good stuff. Beauty.
Luke, thank you so much. We'll catch Luke on the Wooden Spooners Saturday morning, and of course he'll drop in on Friday to give us a bit of a preview. It's the Riverina's 11:52 Triple M. The news next.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.